Good morning. It's 10:38 a.m. on Sunday, January the 5th, 2020. I'm going to put this in my pocket so I can get my notepad out so I can keep track of what I'm going to talk about. First thing I'm going to talk about is words. The Wizard's Butler. Yes. The Wizard's Butler. I typed the figurative at the end just about 40 minutes ago, and then figured I better get up for the walk before I spent too much time celebrating. 3,500 words today. My streak is alive at 84 days. Something over 250,000 words. So yeah, let's see. Okay. 5 January. Talk about words. So now I really have to buckle down. I'm going to spend some time this afternoon, this evening. Well, not this evening, because this evening is kind of booked, but I'm going to spend some time this afternoon trying to go through to figure out, okay, what do these people want? Who doing some character sketches of people like Virgil Condor, of whatever her name is, Ocella, Lucinda. I keep wanting to say Lucinda. I don't know if that's right. Anyway, Ocella, Condor. Maybe I'll throw in Zachary Vagrant, just to keep people guessing. And then there's this guy, Robbie Murphy, and the lady who runs the diner who caught him stealing. I don't know where those go. I don't know. They're interesting ideas. They've been percolating for the last couple days. Yesterday was a 6,000 word day. I went back and spent part of the afternoon and evening working on the butler to get it, because I knew it was close. It was really, really close. And sure enough, found the end, wrote the last line, went to write the next line, and there really isn't the next line. So I'm pretty pleased with it. There's a lot of stuff that I need to, because I've been writing this book since November 19th, and I haven't gone back to look at it. So I'm sure there are inconsistencies. I'm sure there are scenes that I've written more than once. Sure, that was really, really icy. So life is good. I pinged Karen about Cape Grace. She's still working on it. She still hasn't started. Let me go back to that. She still hasn't started yet, because she still hasn't finished the last one yet, which is eating her alive. I know that feeling, so I'm not going to press on it. I want her work, so I'm willing to wait for it. I also need to check with her and see when I can get the butler in. But it's going to be a while before I'm ready for her, because at least 10 days. And I think I've already reserved a slot with her, so see how that goes. She's probably backed up till Christmas, next Christmas at this point, because of all of the amount of time it's taken her to get through this one book. So we'll see. I don't know. I still don't have the cover. I wrote to Jesse. He hasn't written back yet. It's only been like 3 or 4 days. I'll give him another day, and then I'll write him again on Monday, which is tomorrow. I've got a cover coming for Wizard. I haven't even seen a sketch of it yet. And I'm hoping it's something I can use. If not, I'll give them a $250 kill fee and then go find somebody who can do me a cover. What else? I talked to Glenn Stewart. Apparently using his name three times is like Beetlejuice, because apparently I've posted about him three times on my blog, on the podcast, and he listened last night. And it turns out that Onset is in fact the fifth book that he ever wrote. It's been through like 700 changes, a couple of different publications, but it was in fact the fifth book he wrote, and he was tickled to death that I spotted it as being one of his earlier works and actually called it the fifth book. So, yeah, I won't put this in the notes so he doesn't get another call back. But we had a chat last night for about an hour. And now we talked about a lot of stuff. He's got so many balls in the air at any one time. He has a staff. So he's self-publishing, but he's only publishing his own work, but he keeps two other people employed. His wife, actually, Jack, who's wonderful, I love Jack. Jack runs the publishing house and probably coordinates with the other person, whose name I cannot remember, but whom I have met also. Just a pisser. She's great. So he's got a staff of two, one of whom is his wife. But they handle his business, and all he does is crunch out the words. All he does. Yeah, right. So we're going to meet at the Nebulous in Burbank. I almost said Bangkok. That ain't happening. We'll get together, probably have dinner in Burbank in May, the Nebula weekend. He's coming down for that. So that was fun. What else? I didn't play yesterday. I didn't play yesterday at all. I didn't even fire up Civ 6. I don't even know. I don't remember where I am with the game. Yesterday afternoon was spent having a long, angst-filled conversation with the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. Not all of them. We've reached that point in the year where Colorado Gold, which is their big annual convention, a big annual conference, it happens in, I want to say September. I know it's later in the year. It's after the Nibs. In 2 weeks I'm going to Cosign, so it's later in the year. I'm pretty sure it's September. Colorado Gold. And for years I've been a gold judge. For years, I've been a member. I was a member for years before I would attend the conference, and I kept writing to them and saying, I can't attend this conference. There's nothing here for me. There's nothing here for me. There's nothing here that I want to see. And there's no hint that if I were to send you a proposal, it would be accepted, because I'm not interested in any of the things that you show for any of the last years. So in 2017, one of their board members, ex-board members, I think, who is an indie author, got control of the programming for 2 years for the Colorado Gold Conference. And she put out the, hey kids, let's put on a show call. And we did. We ran the single most successful con they'd had in over a decade. We had a larger percentage of first-timers. We had a larger percentage of new members. We had the largest attendance in 10 years. It turned a very small profit. And it was a great con. It was a great con. There was a lot of stuff happening. There were stuff for, it was agents and editors and indies and marketing and covers and you name it. Get ready, sit with me. Monk Bust. I was all there. It was beautiful. Next year, we did it again. And it lost a little bit. Well, it lost a little bit because they added in an extra banquet that they didn't charge us for. And in hindsight, they probably should have added the extra meal ticket rather than just giving it out. But it was supposedly the 30th anniversary. And it was really only the 29th. But everybody was calling it the 30th. So they added a 30-year anniversary banquet with put up late on programming to go with that, and it cost them a couple grand. So the next year, 2018, I submitted 5 proposals. All of my indie pro friends all submitted 2 or 3, some for workshops, some for panels, some for presentations. They do single-person instructional presentations as well as panel, as well as workshop. So they have a whole bunch of stuff that's happening. There's so many moving parts. They have a mentor room where they have a big ballroom and people sit and come and ask questions. And typically they're supposed to sign up for the half hour or whatever it is. And I always did one of those, two of those. Well, in 2017, none of us got accepted to be mentors. None of us got a proposal accepted to the program. None of us got basically anything. There was two presentations by indies. They were both real low level. They were, one of them was how to write better characters. And it's like, okay, why is this designated in the, why is this not just like the general writer track? But it was an indie who presented it, so they counted it as indie programming. And it was a new indie. It was somebody who had not been around more than a year or two. Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, good. Here a little bit, get by this dog. Guy walking his dog and his kid. Kid's cue is a button. Dog's a little mangy looking. That's looking like a good dog. Anyway, so 2017, we all got the cold shoulder. And so none of us went. We just didn't go. People kept asking, you're going to be, no, I'm not going to go. There's nothing on the program for me this year. I can't justify the expense. And they're like, well, but we want to see you. Well, I'm sure you do, but there's nothing there for me. I can't justify the expense. And it's $1,000 weekend for me. I can't go down there just because I want to hang out in the bar. That's not good business. So 2018. That was 2018. 2019, the call went out, and all of us said, good luck. Have a great con. Let us know how it works out. And they're like, what? I said, look, you shafted us. We're not going to come back. What do you think? Screw me once, shame on you. Screw me twice, shame on me. So they couldn't get any programming. Programming slots are an hour, usually. They had about half of their programming went 2 hours long because they needed to fill the time. literally, that's the reason that they went 2 hours long. They didn't have enough programming submitted to fill the time they had. They didn't have any volunteers. Nobody would volunteer. All the volunteers that they used to rely on were all indies, 90% of them. None of them went back. Nope, not happening. At the last minute, I volunteered to fill in a couple of slots, and I did volunteer to be Colorado Gold judge again. I saw a lot of good work, but almost none of it made it to the stage. And I think that was largely because the other judges were not indies. And that's a problem. But none of the books that I've rated really highly who have made it to the stage, I've seen a couple of them make it up there. None of them have actually been selected at the end because, I think I mentioned this yesterday, the agents and editors as judges aren't looking for the same thing. In fact, I know I said that yesterday because it's on my notes from yesterday, so moving on. So, yesterday, on our closed Facebook group, some members of the administration, and I'm not going to call out names because I like these people, but they got really stupid by trying to deny that indies had not been shut out. There hadn't been a concentrated movement, that there hadn't been an intentional move to block indies from participating in gold, until they discovered that without the indies, they had no gold. They really had no conference. And they really wanted us to come back. And so they brought in a new team, because it changes every 2 years. And the new team has no indie on the team. The new programming committee has only one indie on the programming committee, and it's the board liaison for our group, which is good. He's a good guy, but it's one voice in a field of trads. And there are typically 8 to 10 people on this committee who are vetting programming. And so they wanted some specific things that they could do. We gave them a list of very specific things that they could do. And then they said, no, we want to know what specific things as an indie would you attend for? And they're talking to me, and I'm like, there isn't a goddamn thing I would attend for that I wasn't teaching. And I didn't say that, but it's like, you know, at my stage, 12 years in, I made $1 million. I don't need you to teach me how to do self-publishing. I'd be happy to help people start up the ladder. Delighted. It's the other reason I'm a member. I didn't like that. It's like, well, how can you complain there's nothing on the program? If you're not willing to put something on the program. Well, we're willing to put something on the program. But you won't let us put stuff on the program. The stuff that gets put on the program isn't indie. It's dumb. So there was a half a dozen of us. People who've been in it 5 years or more. People who have 10, 12 books at least published. I know one of them has, I think Lisa has like 35 published now. These are people who are publishing a book a month. Sometimes it's a novella, sometimes it's a novel, sometimes it's just a short story. But they're publishing something every month. Something's going out every month. And so this group is, I'm actually a member of a cabal. And, you know, we started tracking our words for the year for the group in a shared spreadsheet. And we're at like 28,000 words, and 3 people haven't even put any words in yet. It's 5 days in. It's going to be a big count when we get done. We have a lot of words. We have a lot of books published in this group by the end of the month, by the end of the year. But don't come to us and try to say, oh yes, well, that was them, this is now. No, that was them before, it was them before that. Didn't like what we were doing and you shut us down. Why should we come back? So that's what I spent yesterday afternoon doing. Not a lot of fun, but it needed to be done. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.